I'm Paul Gatling, and this is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. On the program, an interview with Paul Taylor, who is the CEO of OCH Health System. It's known in the healthcare business as a safety net provider. The company maintains a business office in Springfield, Missouri, but the main hospital campus is a 25-bed critical access hospital in Gravett. OCH also has additional clinics throughout Arkansas and Missouri. That interview, plus a rundown of other business headlines this week, are on the way next on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The OCH Health System is a tri-state safety net healthcare provider headquartered in Gravett, serving both urban and rural communities throughout the Ozarks. In an interview this week, I spoke with Chief Executive Paul Taylor to discuss rural health care during the past year of the pandemic, vaccine hesitancy, and a legislative solution to delay recoupment of COVID-19 Medicare loans.
We started out in Springfield with a hospital in Springfield. Now we are a health system with a critical access hospital in Gravett, Arkansas, and we have a dozen rural health clinics spread out through the Ozarks in Arkansas and Missouri, and we also have three other non-rural health clinics also in Arkansas and Missouri. We are what the industry would call a rural critical access safety net provider sort of health system. 90% of the people we serve are rural and covered by a governmental insurance program like Medicare or Medicaid.
Sure. Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to get into with you, is just kind of get a sense from you of what the past year has been like and your experience as a rural health care administrator during the pandemic. Just your operations, your procedures, just how have you been impacted these past 12 to 13 months?
Well, like everyone, the impact has been dramatic for us. A little unusual, I guess. You would think that a healthcare system would be very busy during a pandemic, which we have been, but also, swamped with a lot of paying customers, so to speak. But that's not been the case, and so we've been busy in the hospital itself. Our bed census has been very high, and we took care of, during the height of the pandemic in Arkansas, we took care of a number of COVID-positive patients in the hospital on the inpatient side. However, on the outpatient side, frankly, we had to completely shut down the outpatient part of the hospital during the height of the pandemic. No outpatient surgeries and no other outpatient procedures. And our clinics, which is kind of our bread and butter, we do a lot of primary care. We're also, of course, impacted as patients tended to stay home. And so we quickly developed a greater capacity for doing telehealth visits and actually some home visits and that sort of thing to try to make certain that we didn't lose track of people. And things are right now beginning to return to normal. We still, though, see our expenses running about 20 to 30% higher than normal, while our revenues continue to run about 20% lower than normal. So one of those situations you don't like to see, where because of the pandemic, we're having higher costs, but also reduced revenues.
Right. And you are starting to see some of those operations and some of those surgical procedures come back too as well?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yep. We are returning to the same service level, but not the same patient volume.
Right. Got you. Well, let's talk vaccines and, you know, getting the shots, a big issue and kind of a hot button issue right now. Why is that? And what is OCH doing to maybe educate the communities where you serve on vaccines?
Yeah, that is the point of emphasis in our system right now. Just to give you the real up-to-date numbers, we have more vaccine available than we have arms to put it in. It didn't start that way. Obviously, you know, we were, like most, we were scrambling to get vaccine to cover first our own people, and, you know, healthcare workers and then the elderly. And now, of course, anyone over 16. In the beginning, we were scrambling to get enough vaccine to vaccinate everyone. And now we're sitting on 600 doses of vaccine, and we're really pushing to try to get people to come in. We are doing everything we can, even just calling people. You know, we're using social media. We've done a little bit of regular marketing, advertising to let people know that we have vaccine available, and to, you know, come in and see us and let them get vaccinated. We've been
Is that working? Do you see any results from that? I mean,
well, not
as much as you'd like.
Yeah, right. It really has slowed to a trickle. And that's unfortunate. There's a lot of people in our market areas in Arkansas and Missouri that are still not vaccinated.
Right. Well, what do you say to those people? If there's anything you could maybe drive home to them, what do you say to those that are hesitant about the vaccine?
Honestly, what I've been saying lately is, think of it this way: you're not really doing this for you. You're doing it for your neighbors, for your communities, for your nation. The sooner we can get everybody vaccinated, the sooner we can completely return to normal. Mm-hmm. So don't think about yourself so much. Think about everybody else. And if you think that for some reason it's not necessary for you, or you know, you're a little worried about it for yourself, well, then stop thinking about yourself and think about everybody else. It will be a safer place to live once everybody's vaccinated.
Sure. Kind of last question for you. Just, you know, we have a new presidential administration. We are slogging through a legislative session here in Arkansas that's, you know, quickly coming to an end, I think, this week. Just from a legislation standpoint, either of those levels, what are the issues maybe you've been monitoring just in terms of how it impacts your organization?
I hate to give you something that's a very small niche, but for us, the rural hospitals, I've been strongly advocating for some legislative remedy for the recoupment of the Medicare funds, which were advanced to us a year ago during the height of the pandemic. Almost everybody got funds from Medicare advanced to them, and they put it back a year thinking the pandemic would be over and, you know, in the rearview mirror in a year's time. Yet here we are still dealing with it, and now Medicare is recouping those funds. So it's making it really difficult for rural health systems like ours to deal with, because we're still dealing with the pandemic, and now they're recouping money. And so we're desperate to get a legislative fix for that.
And that's Paul Taylor, the chief executive of OCH Health System in Gravette. Turning to other headlines this past week, Karen Minkle has resigned as the Walton Family Foundation's Home Region Program Director. She spent 9 years with the foundation, but tells the Business Journal that now was the time for reflection and to explore other opportunities. The foundation is conducting a search for Minkle's successor. And Walmart is planning for up to 50% of its corporate employees to return to their offices by July. Chief People Officer Donna Morris outlined the return to work plan in an email to employees last week and obtained by the Business Journal. And Arvest Bank released the latest Skyline report on commercial real estate in Northwest Arkansas for the second half of 2020. Amid a flat vacancy rate last year, the report says the region's commercial real estate market remains strong, balanced, and healthy. You can find more on all of those stories online at our website. Just visit nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.